It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
As soon as I heard the word adorkable, I thought, I know several adorkable people who do completely adorkable things.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
I must confess, I do love the word adorkable. Where did it come from?
It seems to be pretty recent slang. College students taught it to me a couple of years ago, this blend of adorable and dork. And it describes something that we didn't know we needed to describe until we had this word, and suddenly it fills this need. This process of blending, where we take two words and we smush them together, smush being a technical term for that process, is pretty common in slang. So a few years ago, students taught me about chillax, which is when you're chilling and relaxing all at the same time. And this week, students taught me the new slang word hangry.
Hangry?
Hangry, which they said is when you're so hungry that you get angry, you get really cranky and angry, and it means you're hangry.
I think teenagers do that a lot, don't they?
Exactly.
Feed me now. Hangry. I'm going to remember that one. Got some other good ones?
I do. I think my favorite in the past few years of the slang words that college students have taught me is struggle bus. And when they first said it to me, I said, what is this? And they said, well, when you're having a hard time, you're on the struggle bus. And as soon as the student said that to me, I thought, I'm on the struggle bus all the time.
Me too. That's a crowded bus, isn't it?
It's a very crowded bus. And apparently, if you're having a really hard time, you're driving the struggle bus.
Do that frequently as well. Got any other goodies?
I have one that used to be slang that nobody knows now used to be slang. And actually, it used to be taboo. And this is the word fizzle. Now, I had no idea that fizzle had taboo or slangy origins. But when you look it up in the Oxford English Dictionary, you discover that around 1600, the word shows up in English, and it means, and the OED is very delicate about this, it means to break wind without making noise.
Oh, is that called an SBD?
So,
did we really just go there?
We really did, but it's what fizzle used to mean. And then in the 19th century, it gets picked up in college slang to mean to fail or to come to a weak conclusion, which is what it means now. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, it's just like fart around.
Oh, man, we did go there. Well, Anne, it's just been a pleasure. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, specializing in linguistics. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.